Sounding the alarm over suspected Texas screwworm case. Texas border business. Austin, Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller today responded to the first suspected case of New World screwworm, NWS, in Texas, criticizing the United States Department of Agriculture for what he called a slow, bureaucratic, and incomplete response that allowed the pest to advance unchecked through Mexico and reach American soil. For months, the screwworm has advanced rapidly through Mexico in spite of the USDA's existing game plan, Miller said. Even though billions of sterile flies have been dispersed by USDA, the screwworm has still advanced over 1,100 miles from southern Mexico to Texas, and USDA has missed an important component. Now that it appears the first screwworm has arrived in Texas, the consequences of that decision are now staring us in the face. As a result, Commissioner Miller is now urging President Trump to direct USDA to immediately deploy the screwworm adult suppression system, SWAS, a proven technology developed by USDA scientists and successfully used during previous eradication campaigns. SWAS uses attractants, bait, and targeted, EPA-approved insecticides to dramatically reduce adult screwworm populations, allowing sterile fly releases to finish the job. For more than a year, the Texas Department of Agriculture has and will continue to stand ready to fast-track approval of the use of SWAS in Texas. SWAS was developed by USDA, tested by USDA, and successfully deployed by USDA to eradicate screwworm in Mexico and Texas when it last appeared. USDA already owns the playbook. The only question is whether USDA will use it before this situation gets worse, Miller said. Mr. President, I am asking you to take direct control of this response. Cut through the bureaucracy, deploy SWAS immediately, and throw every available federal resource at this threat before it becomes a full-blown agricultural disaster. I personally provided research and the SWAS bait formula to Secretary Rollins and her team on three separate occasions while the screwworm continued its northward trek to Texas. Instead of using every available tool, USDA moved too slowly and relied solely on a partial solution that takes years to fully implement. Commissioner Miller called on the Trump administration to immediately authorize and fund a comprehensive SWAS deployment program across South Texas, the U.S.-Mexico border region, and other high-risk areas. Establish a joint U.S.-Mexico task force to coordinate aerial and ground suppression efforts on both sides of the border. Rapidly scale up SWAS pellet production and distribution using modern formulations and existing manufacturing capacity. Expand surveillance, trapping, inspections, and rapid response teams to ensure every suspected case is detected and treated immediately. Continue aggressive expansion of sterile fly production facilities while simultaneously deploying SWAS as a bridge strategy rather than waiting years for new facilities to come online. Declare New World screwworm a national agricultural emergency and marshal every available federal resource toward eradication. The New World screwworm is one of the most destructive livestock and wildlife pests in history. Unlike common flies, screwworm larvae feed on the living flesh of warm-blooded animals, causing severe injury, infection, and death if left untreated. A widespread outbreak could devastate Texas ranchers, wildlife populations, companion animals, and the broader agricultural economy. Texas producers and pet owners are encouraged to immediately report suspicious wounds or signs of screwworm infestation to their veterinarian, the Texas Animal Health Commission, USDA officials, or the Texas Department of Agriculture at 800-TEL-TDA.